This American Life.
Okay, in the coming weeks and months, we're all going to be hearing so much about Hurricane Katrina and why the government's response was so abysmal. And already, the blame shifting is like this prize fight that's already in its third or fourth round. Already, we've heard officials try to shrug off any attempts at accountability by saying that it's too soon, by saying they're not going to play the blame game. And before the million details and arguments and counterarguments start to make all of our heads woozy, I would just like to repeat here something that was talked about very briefly this week. One of the things that seems so fundamental, that seems to cut through a lot of the supposed debate that's happening and end it definitively. It's so much so that when I would see people on TV posturing and trotting out their talking points, I kept wanting to go back and say, no, don't forget this thing. It has to do with the biggest argument out there right now. Whether the federal government was in fact supposed to be in charge of rescuing people and getting food and water and all that into New Orleans. It's come up a lot. Like when the head of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, was asked by Tim Russert on Meet the Press, since you knew the storm was coming, why didn't you get buses and trains and planes and trucks in there to evacuate? Chertoff said it wasn't his job.
Tim, the way that Emergency Operations Act under the law is, the responsibility and the power, the authority, rests with state and local officials.
This idea that it was state and local officials who were the ones who blew it, not the feds. This idea is all over the place, from the talking heads on TV to Rush Limbaugh.
What we had down there was an eminent failure of state and local government. We had incompetence in the mayor's office, incompetence in the governor's office.
And sure, it is clear, even this early, that there are plenty of things that state and local government did to screw things up. But here's this thing that I read this week, this thing that I kept thinking about all week. It really comes down to a couple of basic facts. The governor of Louisiana declares a state of emergency the Friday before the storm hits, right? Calls on the federal government to step in. Then President Bush officially declares the state of emergency in Louisiana the next day, Saturday before the storm, and authorizes the Federal Emergency Management Agency to act. You can read the paper where he does this on the White House website. Basically, that should have settled who was in charge.
After that happened, there was plenty of authority. There was all the authority in the world.
We checked out this idea that from that point, the federal government was in fact in charge. We checked that out with several different experts and consultants on these issues this week, and they all agreed that the law is unambiguous. This particular guy is William Nicholson, author of the books Emergency Response and Emergency Management Law and Homeland Security Law and Policy. And if you're into Homeland Security Policy, you might want to check those out. He says that once the governor asks for help and the president declares a state of emergency, the feds basically have the broad powers to do what's necessary. And he says, even if the president hadn't declared a state of emergency, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Chertoff, could have acted. There's this whole newfangled way for him to take emergency powers under something called the National Response Plan.
Well, basically, the way it works is the Secretary of Homeland Security designates this as a catastrophic incident, and federal resources deploy to preset federal locations or staging areas. And so they don't even have to have a local or state declaration in order to move forward with this.
In other words, it doesn't matter what the governor says. It doesn't matter what the local people say. Basically, once that happens, they can just go ahead and do what needs to be done to fix the problem.
That's correct. It's utterly clear that they had the authority to preposition assets and to significantly accelerate the federal response.
And they didn't need to wait for the state.
They did not need to wait for the state.
Remember, you heard it here first. Remember, you heard it at all. Well, from WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life, distributed by Public Radio International. I'm Ira Glass. Today on our program, we have stories in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. One of the things that all of us who work on the radio show thought we could do today during this hour is give people who were in the storm more time than daily news shows can give to tell their stories and talk about what happened and talk about what they're thinking now. We have somebody who was at the convention center who tells, among other things, the story that her mom wants you to hear, plus one thing she says is being widely misreported and misunderstood in the coverage of the convention center and what happened there. We also have somebody who police prevented from leaving the city. And we have a teenager who explains just what it actually feels like to go without water for 2 days. And more. Stay with us.